Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I, for one, am ready for the weekend.
Very much so.
Around the team, some readiness for the weekend, Ari?
Yeah, I'm shot.
You're shot? You're done?
I've capped it this week. Ready for the weekend, ready for some last-minute cuddles with the pooches, and then,
And then the good life of relaxation.
Yeah, hopefully.
Big plans around the team. Are you off to Sydney?
I'm off to Sydney, seeing my girlfriend. We've got a couple of shows and things that we're going to this weekend, so that'll be good. And then spend some time with her, spend some time with my friends and family, and then jet back up the M1 again.
Oh, nice.
And yourself, Creever?
Yeah, just a bit of, family time and stuff. Saturday's the good weather, so I'm going to try and get out and do something nice just around Newcastle because it's supposed to be another stunning day like today. Ari, what about yourself? Big weekend plans?
Yeah, the brother and the sister-in-law are coming up to M1 themselves.
Yes.
So tonight they're up here, so that means I'll be going to the liquor store to buy us all a bit of grog, which I've got an announcement to make a little bit later on in the show about some new stuff, which I've just come across. It's going to be something that Scott's going to get himself around, I'm sure.
Ooh.
So
all that
get some
to come.
Stuff for Brit.
Yeah, very cool.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
And just because it is a feel good Friday, we need something, I guess, nice to talk about before we get into the weekend. Something that we'll all enjoy, especially Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping this makes his weekend. A brand new liquor or liqueur has just been brought out.
Mm-hmm. What have you got for us?
Vodka Cruiser.
Oh, okay. Now this is up your alley.
This is very much up my alley. I'm a Cruiser guy through and through.
Absolutely. So there's three flavours of the Vodka Cruiser liqueur. So you've got Wicked Watermelon, Bangin' Boysenberry, and also Punchy Passion Fruit. Now, we do love a little bit of alliteration on this show as well, so well done on the titles. But yeah, so you got your green, your pink, and your orange, which is like a tropical flavour as well. How good!
The passion fruit one sounds appealing. I'm a fiend for Pasito as well.
Pasito. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pasito over Passione any day of the week.
Right.
That's a whole other argument.
Yeah, that is. but so with that, because I guess they're for mixers and cocktails and stuff, but I would have thought your Cruiser crowd, because they're already into the premix, they don't want to be mixing things with other stuff.
Oh, no, they're straight. They'd be straight drinks. They'd already be
Are they?
So for example,
soda and vodka mixed together.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So, for example, you've got a 700ml bottle. That's about 11 standard drinks in those.
So you just pour that straight in the glass.
Yeah, yeah. So you just put
they have understood their market.
Yeah, put the soda in. Or I did see on their Facebook page as well, they've given you a couple of little tasty treats to go with it. So some little recipes.
Oh, so sorry. It's not a premix. You've got to mix it yourself.
Yeah, it's liqueur.
Oh.
No, it's good. You can make...
No, I knew Scott wouldn't like that.
No, you can make slushies as well with them. No. Oh,
the instant it's not a twisty that I can crack open during trivia nights, I'm out.
Yeah, oh, no. You're lazy.
Scott only likes things, your vodka cruise is perfect because, like you said, you twist and open.
Mm-hmm.
Or the, lemon and peach iced tea.
Yeah.
With alcohol in it.
Yeah, I'm a simple man.
Okay.
You like your Bilsons.
I do.
How about I fly the flag for the team this weekend and grab a bottle and I'll get back to you on Monday. And
okay.
How
beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you for road testing that. Somebody's got to do the hard yards around here. Mostly it's me, but sometimes it's you guys as well, and I appreciate
that. My liver takes one for the team.
How's your back feeling from carrying the show?
It is quite sore. You want to come around and give me another massage? I appreciate that. Thanks for that.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. Welcome back. I believe you've got a bit of a Melbourne adventure planned for the weekend.
Yes, I do, and I'm super excited. I love Melbourne so much, so I'm keen.
Second best city after Newcastle, right?
Mm. Apparently, yeah.
Are you going to do a bit of shopping down there?
Definitely,
nice.
We're planning. I'm going with my mum and my sisters, so we're hitting the DFOs and we're shopping. And
a ladies' trip.
Pick something up for me.
same.
Yeah, and apparently there's like a fire festival there as well with lots of food trucks.
Ooh.
And I'm so keen.
There's no food trucks up here.
Well, you know what?
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah, you'll have a great time. That sounds like fun. You know, good girls weekend.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well needed, much deserved. Okay, let's jump into our news headlines here, Jackie. The largest organised crime investigation in the country has now entered its third year.
Yeah, so wow. The Australian Federal Police launched Ironside in June 2021 wow. and entering its third year, as you just said, and they've got 40,000 law enforcement officers executed, heaps of search warrants, and 63 offenders have been jailed, including a man in the Hunter, wow. and 307 years of jail time collectively Jeez. For all of those arrests.
That is a lot. When you've got a investigation like that ongoing, entering its third year, do you reckon they have like a birthday cake for it? Like,
yeah.
they get out of cake, get the three Sorry. Candles in the... Come on, guys, it's his third birthday. Big congratulations to the investigation.
I was going to say, I think it's time to break out the Freddo ice cream cakes. For those occasions.
That is superb.
That is the way to go. Jackie, Origin last night, the Queenslanders walked away with a victory for the yeah. women's Origin.
Yes, I know, it's disappointing, but you know what? Love the game. And it was a historic game, as we've been talking about. It was the first... third women's Origin game, which is super exciting. So, and they got absolutely smashed, unfortunately, in the Sky yeah. Blues. It was 22-6, the final score.
That is rough.
The rain as well was shocking. Now, the heat in Townsville would have been bad enough, mm-hmm. but the rain itself, still the crowd showed up in numbers. There were ponchos everywhere.
Yeah, it was, I believe, just under 23,000. I think it was something like 22,800 and something people showed up. So, yeah, huge crowds and a heap of our own Novocastrians, Newcastle Knights players were on the field as well. Oh,
very good. Well, better luck next time, I think, is the message there. But great to see such big numbers attending. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that can just build and build.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We move for this next story to the country of... North Korea. Oh, why isn't...
North what? Korea.
Oh, the music's not playing. All right. Oh, here we go. There we go. Finally, it's decided to...
Hang on a sec. Does that not sound like the Star Wars theme song mixed with something from The Hunger Games?
Yeah, a little bit. That is a lot of the... If you search North Korean music, it's all like that.
Oh, my god.
That's the sort of vibe. Anyway, you might remember sort of about a month ago, they were caught sending over the South Korean border...
Uh-huh.
A bunch of bags with, like, feces in them, essentially. No. They've now stepped up their game. So they're essentially getting these, like, weather balloons, which are, you know, sort of just giant balloons, essentially.
Okay.
And tying bags to them and floating, when the wind's going the right way, floating them over the South Korean border.
When it's going the right way.
Well, you don't want it floating back towards you, do you?
So they only put it up when they're just like, yep, okay, yeah, that's
Someone sends it, yeah, they stand there with their finger, lick their finger and go, yeah, it's going the right way.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, they've now stepped up their game, are sending over 1,000 waste-laden balloons, which is... included things like regular trash, toilet paper, cigarette butts, and they even found a wide range of parasitic worms.
So that's an attack.
It is an attack. So
why would you do that?
Roundworms, flatworms, and other parasitic worms is the exact quote.
You're just starting it for the sake of it, aren't you? Like, what? Yeah. What are they doing?
Well, Kim Jong-un, who's the leader over there, obviously he's a bit of a loon.
Yeah,
right?
I think. He
he's
just
got some things
Putin.
Going on.
Of course he's a loon.
Exactly. He's just hung out with Putin, and this is what he sees as a, you know, a legitimate and smart attack.
A terrible way to go about it.
And his reasoning is, because he says that the South Koreans, have been sending, like, informational leaflets over the North, including... So they've been sending, like, information like, you know, leave the country, it's no good. And they send, like, little USB sticks over some of the... it's not, like, the government. It's usually activists, right? They send USB sticks over loaded up with K-pop and, and like, Korean...
Wow, media.
South Korean TV, so they can go, actually, life looks better outside of the North.
But can you leave? Are you allowed to leave?
No, you can't leave.
What?
You're not allowed to leave.
You're locked in?
Yeah.
What if you want to go on holiday?
That's North Korea. You can't go.
That's the thing.
You're not allowed to leave. If you leave, they'll shoot you.
Well, that took a turn.
Well, it's the truth. That's what it is. That was the North Korean situation.
You know what? I'll just dress up in a disguise.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to fly.
That's not going to work. Not going to work at all.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
So throw on this one, particularly to you, Crevo. I reckon you'd be more across this. If I said the names Ollie, Sid and Millie, who are they?
Yes, I do actually know this. Really? They are the Sydney 2000 Olympic mascots.
What a hero. And then people out there say that you are not a sports guy.
There are people
that say that.
Idiots.
Throw in the mix as well, Lizzie, who was the fruit neck lizard for the 2000 Summer Paralympics.
Oh, how original, Lizzie the lizard.
All the others are all the same as well. The Millie was the echidna, Sid was the platypus, and Ollie was the kookaburra.
Yeah.
With the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Games fast approaching, there's been calls for who the mascot should be there.
Bring them back.
Well, it's going to be there's a petition going that it should be Bluey.
Because it's
Queensland and Bluey is such an icon of Queensland.
No.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like you can't have a commercial.
I'm on the same vein as well. Yeah.
I think it's
got to
be something original. Mm. Or, like I said, bring them back because nothing wastes more money than a committee coming up with a cartoon animal like that.
Yeah, but have you seen some of the mascots? Like, the mascot for the Paris Olympic Games is I don't think it's that great. It looks weird. Nah.
But at the same time, Bluey is just, it's a kid's cartoon character. Like, no.
There were calls at the end of last year that it should be the dugong.
I would prefer that.
Yeah, so would I.
Yep. Dougie the Dugong.
Oh. Fine. A bit of a meme animal would be funny.
I reckon it goes hand in hand with Australia's situation. Well, given the outcome of the 2026 Commonwealth Games that were meant to happen down in Victoria and not, who bloody knows whether Queensland's going to go ahead with it.
Like I said, use the old ones. No need to waste money. We need that for building pools and stuff like that.
New FM.
Hey! We're going to want to on this day.
It is June 28th today. Happy Friday, everyone. It's nearing the end of the month as well.
Friday.
My gosh, we're nearly at July. How exciting. But let's take a look back at what happened on this day throughout the years. In 1776, the final draft of the Declaration of Independence over in the US was submitted to Continental Congress.
Oh, now this is interesting because at the time, obviously, that just sort of the Civil War was such a big, you know, part of the US history.
Huge.
And, you know, for that to sort of come to an end and for all, that was a big time of change and hope in America.
Is it just me, or do you just know the Declaration of Independence from National Treasure with Nicolas Cage?
I've never seen
it. How they tried to steal it and they did?
I haven't seen that. I don't mind Nicolas Cage as an actor.
Oh, yeah, he's classic.
He's the best.
Yeah,
I love him.
A couple of his movies are excellent.
Well, treat yourself this weekend. Watch it with Esme. Just sit on the couch and watch National Treasure. You'll understand what I mean.
Okay.
Moving on to the year 1880 on June 28. Aussie bushranger Ned Kelly was captured at Glen Rowan. Bit of Aussie history for you there. My cousin.
Is he?
What?
So, what? You know what? My friend, it is actually his ancestor, Ned Kelly.
My mum.
Oh, that'd be really cool. That'd be a better claim to fame. No, my mum always joked that we were related to Ned Kelly. Like, we were just
really? Why? You're Italian.
Yeah, makes
no
sense. With my mum's
side.
Wasn't Ned Kelly Irish or Scottish?
Yes, he's Irish. Yeah. So my mum is Irish.
Okay.
I'm only half og. Okay, 1996, the remake of The Nutty Professor on this day, starring Eddie Murphy, opens in theatres.
I didn't realise there was original.
Neither did I.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I remember seeing that in cinemas.
Really?
That ages
Are you that
me.
Old? Okay.
Yeah, I was 37 or 38 at the time.
Oh,
I think.
Really? I wasn't even born. all right, moving on to 2017 on June 28th. The Spider-Man Homecoming, directed by John Watts, starring Tom Holland, premiered in LA.
Your favourite of the Spider-Men?
No, we talked about this yesterday. Tobey Maguire is
the favourite.
And if you've got a couple of Spider-Man actors in a room or Spider-Man in... Is it Spider-Man or Spider-Man?
No. Oh, you know what? I hate the Spider-Man. I hate, like, pronounce the A, Spider-Man. They do it in that song. Chris Martin does it in that song.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He goes, Superman. And I'm like, I hate that.
Does he?
He goes, Superman unfolds. I'm like, I hate that. I hate that.
Yes. But, so if you've got, my question is it multiple Spider-Mans or Spider-Mans? Or is it Spider-Men?
Spider-Men.
I say it's multiple Spider-Man. Okay. They are Spider-Man.
What is the plural?
Maybe you just go colloquial.
That's what I want to know.
I'll Google it.
Okay,
let's move on to birthdays right now.
Any
June
28th.
Favorite entrepreneur of yours, Crevo. Mm. Elon Musk. He's 52 today.
I'm a bit off him these days.
Siring 12 children.
He's lost his shine.
Okay, well, actress Kathy Bates is 75 today. John Cusack, fellow actor, he is 57. They're getting on in their years. And, of course, June 28th, it is National Cream Tea Day and also International Body Piercing Day.
One of my favourite cream days of all of them.
Crevo's a fan of any cream day. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
According to Nerdist, the Facebook page,
okay,
the plural of Spider-Man is Spider-Mans, not Spider-Men.
No!
Well, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. Apparently that's the thing, because Spider-Man is a character, so if there's multiple Spider-Man, they're not men because they're Spider-Mans. Yeah, I like it. I get that. Well done, Crevo.
I wanted to know. Now I know.
Can we not just go with a colloquial term? Just go Spideys.
No, absolutely not. No,
this is very serious business, Ari. You can't just go colloquially-ing it up, whatever you want.
How's it go?
Nerdist isn't joking around.
You heard me.
Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Wrapping up the Novos Week of Comedy, all thanks to the Newcastle Comedy Festival. It kicks off today, June 28th, and goes through to the 21st of July. We've had a whole heap of comedians coming to town. They've been on the line with us, and today a very special guest. Rowan Arneal is bringing Top of the Food Chain, his show, to the Newcastle Comedy Festival, July 14th at the Comedy Club. G'day, Rowan. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Mate, we are fantastic. It's been a big week of chatting to comedians, wrapping things up with yourself. How excited are you to be coming to Nui?
Yeah, I am so. I go to Nui all the time, to be honest, so it's a little less different than them.
Do you just come up here to do gigs or just for tourism reasons?
The gigs are good, and also, it's just a bit of business, a bit of pleasure, mate.
Oh, of course, yeah. A bit of me's got the best of both worlds.
That's it.
I mean, 14 schooners. Get amongst the culture.
All right, Rowan, here's a bit of a local question for you. I'll quiz you a bit. Where's your favourite pub to go to when you come to Newcastle?
Oh, the last.
Oh, whoa. Good choice.
I just like an enormous beer garden.
Yeah, they're not bad.
and the owner there will sometimes try and get you to do stand-up. For a lot of people that don't want stand-up, he'll turn the music off and he'll offer you $500 and you just stand there and bomb for $500.
Nice.
Oh, as if good. You wouldn't do that.
Of course.
That sounds like a great deal.
It's terrible for everyone except the comedian. Everyone's so angry.
I believe that you used to work as a garbo. Has that given you some material along the way? Do you miss it?
4:30 starts, mate. Would you miss it?
Well, no.
That's what we do, mate.
Yeah, true. So I'm actually speaking to people that understand. Well, it's good. And it was during COVID, so, like, I felt like the freest man. I was on the back of trucks just being like, this rules. But also, a lot of the people that are garbos because they have a bit of a problem with authority. Sometimes the days can be a little bit stressful just because of the people involved.
What made you jump to comedy, Rowan?
Oh, I was just young and there was an open mic at my local pub and I just would watch it sometimes and then out of spite, I was like, these guys suck. So it was mainly spite-driven. And now the people that I thought sucked are some of my closest friends. So
anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah, a bit of that. And then I was like, oh, it's actually quite hard.
And you know what? And doing things out of spite is a great way to live your life. Very wholesome. I totally endorse it. So good job on getting on board the spite train.
It's a good motivator.
Yeah, I agree. Spite, revenge, all of these things.
I've lost weight through both those reasons.
Are you rocking the revenge bod right now?
Oh, that time's passed. But there was a period.
There was
a 6 month window for sure.
Well, your strategy seems to be working for you, Rowan. You're going from strength to strength. 2019, a finalist in the Funniest Person in Austin competition. You've done the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the Sydney Comedy Festival. You're coming to Nui for the Newcastle Comedy Festival.
Topping it off, really.
The show is called Top of the Food Chain, Rowan, and I wanted to ask you a couple of things to see who would be the top of the food chain in these scenarios. You ready?
All right, yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Mickey Mouse versus Bugs Bunny. Who's coming out on top?
Bugs Bunny, for sure.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely.
With all that carrot strength.
Yeah, 100%. Popeye. All right, heading to the Animal Kingdom. A tiger versus a polar bear.
Polar bear.
Whoa.
Do you reckon?
Make them harder, bro. No.
I would have thought it. No, have you seen how vicious a tiger can be?
But they're so strong.
Yeah. And, well, it depends on the environment as well.
Yeah.
You didn't specify. Like, if it was up in the cold region, obviously the tiger's at disadvantage because it's out of its element.
But if snow tigers?
No, if the polar bear, though, was in, you know, the heat of Southeast Asia, sweating its balls
off. Absolutely. It wouldn't last.
We've got to meet in the middle somewhere.
Call it a tie. Temperate climate.
And we'll wrap it up, mate. Albo versus Joe Biden.
Albo, bro.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah.
Still cognizant.
We are number one. Australia is number one.
My grandpa can speak better than Joe Biden.
That's it.
He's not the president of any country.
Well, we can't wait to have you up here in Newcastle again. And, you know, seeing you're a regular. And we look forward to seeing you at the show.
All right. Thanks, mate.
Rowan Arneal's at the Newcastle Comedy Festival on the 14th of July. He's at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Get your tickets online.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Groove.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
So my biggest supporter in this whole world is my beautiful mum, right? And she cracks me up all the time. I was just chilling at home, not last night, the night before, and, you know, just sitting on my phone. She goes, oh, what you doing? I'm like, oh, you know, just start getting Tinder and whatever and sitting on the apps. And she's like, oh, wait, let me get a cup of tea. What I want you to do is screen mirror your phone up onto the TV. Let's swipe together like a catalogue.
No.
That is my mother's support to a tea. She's just let's do it together. How
never,
can I help?
Never a good idea. Never.
She loves it. She just loves being involved in her children's lives, and I respect that. But there's sometimes you just got to go, you know what, Mum? I love you, but no.
So how many of the boys did she pick for you?
None.
She didn't like any of them?
No, I just didn't let her look. Oh. I'm not falling for that scheme, Mother.
Yes, don't.
No, don't
do that. No, never.
Did your mum pick your girlfriend, Scott?
Yes, yeah, Brit.
No. I picked Brit.
Good.
Yeah.
Very
flustered. But Brit and I didn't meet on Tinder. Brit and I met because we used to work together.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we
used to work together, and so that's how we sort of got together. And then, that's where we're at.
That's true.
No, never get your parents involved with your dating life like that. Never.
Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely, it's a life lesson.
It certainly is.
And on the telly too. Like it's not a family pastime to sit around and get the kids together.
Let's pick
out Ari's next suitor. No,
hang on. I do that. In my own time, I'd close the doors to the media room and then just put the
media room.
Up.
Oh, must be nice.
Don't you know Ari lives in a Cameron Park mansion?
Yeah, true.
The Cameron Park Manor.
Yes,
it's called.
Let's call it that. Anyway, so I just swipe on the telly by myself, but it's in 75-inch screen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say: size does matter when it comes to men. That's what they say.
New FM. The Novos.
They are naming him Raw Egg Eating Man, which I just, you know, what a great name for what it basically is. Does what it says on the tin.
Straight down the line.
A little bit gross.
Yeah, he's a guy who's gone viral on TikTok. He just eats eggs raw with the shell on. He's got videos of him doing it in a supermarket, at home.
Sorry to be a party pooper, but wouldn't that cut, your esophagus and your mouth and your...
I don't know.
I've been known to eat eggshells when I've tried to make scrambled eggs and done the crack poorly.
And there's a little bit of shell. I think it's different, though, to eating the whole shell.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think if you chew it up, it's probably okay. It'd be rich in calcium and all that, I guess. But it got me thinking, What do you eat with the skin on or the shell on or whatever that's a little bit unusual? Because, I mean, raw egg eating man is on another level. Eggshell is, I mean, maybe it's you, but I don't think so, right? Do you guys eat anything unusual with the skin or shell on?
I'm famous for peeling everything.
Right.
Okay. I'll peel a carrot, I'll peel a potato, bananas obviously, chuck them in the bin. Although, a bit of a Google tells me you can actually eat banana skin.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I have heard something like this, but I thought it was a myth.
No, if you, again, get the banana skin and you peel it off and then put it in the oven and then grind it up or something, you can use that. And it's full of vitamins X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, apparently that's the way to go.
You don't believe in vitamins, though. I do not.
I'm a health nut through and through. But, no, I do not believe in vitamins.
Well, I guess when you're cooking, like, a piece of nice salmon, you know, you put it skin in the oven. Yeah, with the skin on.
That's standard.
However, I used to go to a school with a girl. I think it was in year 7 or year 8. She used to always bring a kiwi fruit for lunch. Like in her lunchbox and whatever, she always ate the skin of the kiwi fruit. So it's all furry and bleh.
Apparently you can scrape the fur of a kiwi fruit off and then tuck straight into it.
Nobody's...
Well, people are still eating the fur, though.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
gross.
Your schoolmate, your best mate, is weird.
Hey, she wasn't my friend.
Okay, so someone at your school.
The horse girl, the weird one.
Give me that whole kiwi fruit. That's odd. Okay, here's one for you. Mm-hmm. If it's a lovely deep-fried tempura prawn...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
I will eat the tail and this bit of shell.
No.
No worries.
No.
Yeah. No thanks.
That's disgusting.
It's extra crunch. Like, your tempura is good crunch. And then this adds a bit more crunch.
No.
Can I just eat the tempura off the shell?
Yeah, nah. You just chow down on it. It's good.
In my world, the skin of something is technically the batter on the outside, and would I just eat the batter straight? Absolutely.
So off it comes. All right, this is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. What do you eat with the skin on? Or maybe you want to dob someone in your family. I mean, kiwi fruit is a good example because most people are thinking that's weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't eat kiwi fruit.
Yeah, well, there's...
that's a whole other thing.
Yet another thing Scott doesn't eat. 4967-4105. What do you eat with the skin or shell on? Or maybe dob someone in, friends, family, etc. Gabby in Madawi, what do you eat with the skin or shell on?
I've actually a couple of things I've eaten with the skin on. I regularly eat pawpaw with the skin on.
Wouldn't that be bitter?
No, it's actually not. Particularly some of the ones we get here, it's just so thin that you really don't notice it. But one of the more unusual ones, I've actually once had bacon made out of banana peels.
Sorry, I'm calling the police on you.
That's cool.
I'm calling the cops, Gabby. Jeez.
Doesn't feel like real bacon. How did it taste?
So what I would say is you can get enough flavour into it. Like, they really hit it with a lot of smoked paprika and some honey. So when you have it in a burger, which is how I had it, you know what? It was kind of close enough. There was something a little bit wrong about it, but, you know, if you're not thinking about it too much, it's all right.
What do you mean a little bit wrong? A lot wrong. A lot
Scott
wrong.
Scott is, I guess, Newcastle's least vegetable-eating person, and the look on his face now is somewhere in between disgust and disappointment.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest Deluxe.
Let's jump into your game for your Feel Good Friday. This is Lowest Deluxe. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. If you're doing that correct, which we might be able to help you along the way if we're feeling generous this morning.
No clues.
Well, I might change my voice on a couple of the items, see if they can...
Are you joking me?
No, I'm too competitive. I won't do that. But you can still win these... win these prizes. We've got tickets up for grabs to go see School of Rock. This is happening at the Newcastle Civic Theatre next month. It's only a couple of weeks away, so get around it. Hunter Drama brings you this sensational show. And of course, this June, you can snag 2-for-1 tickets with the code HIGHVOLTAGE if you don't win these today. Book now, schoolofrocknewcastle.com.au. Get along to this. Lowest Deluxe, three items. List them for us. Cheapest to the most expensive.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
You're heading to Muswellbrook. Chris, good morning, mate. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, fantastic.
Awesome. We great, mate.
What are you up to for your weekend, Chris?
A bit of footy with the young bloke and probably a bit of renos at home.
Lovely.
Ooh, would you, after a hard day of renovating, would you touch a beer?
Yeah, obviously.
Chris gets it. Chris gets it.
Obviously, you idiot Crevo. Oh, get it together, would ya?
All right, Chris. Are you ready to play Lowest Deluxe and how it works?
Yeah, got a fair idea, yeah.
Yeah, all good right. stuff. Three things. Cheapest to most expensive.
All right, let's roll with the first item for today here, Chris. First one is a fitted electric blanket fit for a queen bed from Kmart. That's your first one. Your second item is a Monster Energy Mango Loco Multipack with four cans, 500 mil from Coles. And then the all set 270 millimetre indoor broom from Bunnings. So just to recap, the fitted electric blanket for a queen bed, the four pack of cans Monster Energy Mango Loco drinks, and the all set 270 millimetre indoor broom.
That's a tough one.
Do you reckon?
I wouldn't know them either. I don't know how much a broom costs.
Just have a quick think about it.
All right, what do you think is the cheapest of those?
I'm going to say the energy drinks.
Okay, as the cheapest.
Yeah.
All right. And then what have you got in the middle?
The broom.
The broom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what do you... Then that leaves the lecky blanket at the top, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, righto. Keep them warm this winter. I get it.
How much do you reckon a broom cost?
I'm going to say $12.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it just depends, though. They do have a range at Bunnings.
Yeah, but
is this a flashy broom?
Well, I mean...
What does it look like?
The brand is All Set.
Is that a good brand?
Well, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, right. No, I can't say I'm too familiar with broom brands.
Anyway, are you locking that in?
Lock it in, Eddie. Log it in.
All right, take it away. What are we pricing those energy drinks at?
Okay, the Mango Loco 4-pack, 500 mils, they're pretty big. That's going to set you back $15.20.
$15.20? Jeez.
Ooh.
They're not on special.
Yeah, our energy drinks be spanno, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you said the indoor broom next from Bunnings. $5.
Oh no. You're joking me. Why is it such a cheap broom?
Because it's cheap make.
Sorry, Chris.
The big sheds got you with their cheap prices, didn't they, Chris?
Bunnings. Bloody Bunnings, mate.
Better luck next time, am I right? See you, Chris. Have a good one. There we go.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, guys. So, of course, this weekend, so much happening around our great region. Newcastle Comedy Festival, we've been talking about it all week. How about this? If you're an Ursula Carlson fan, there is one ticket left for her show tonight.
Oh, my God.
So if you're a fan, like, she is amazing.
She's the best.
She's very, very funny. There is one ticket left for the Civic tonight, 7 o'clock. Looked into the details. It's pretty cheap, $78 too.
One of the best.
She's one of the best. That is great value. If you went and saw her in Sydney, I guarantee it'll cost you more.
Oh yeah,
definitely would. So go get that ticket if you want it. Also, the Maitland Heritage Festival. If you're liking heritage and Maitland and all that sort of thing, that's on the rest of today up until tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Speaking of tomorrow, that's where we're moving to next. That was a good segue, wasn't it?
Great. Well
silk.
Done.
God, I'm good. The Knights versus the Eels. Now, this we've talked about plenty through the week. Mm-hmm. Going to be a cracking game. I'm calling it. I reckon we're going to win.
Oh, we are the favourite to win.
Yeah. There's been some speculation that won't be the case because of the Eels' previous form.
Mm. I reckon we'll come out firing.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
5:30 p.m. McDonald Jones Stadium. Get your tickets. Right, because Saturday is supposed to be really good weather, so perfect day to go see the Knights win.
Yes.
That's a guarantee. Also, there's, how about this? I think we've talked about it before, the Knights kayak tours.
Oh, yes.
Remember
in Lake Mack, yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about this on the show. They light up the kayaks with these cool LED lights. Mm-hmm. There's one 5 p.m. It leaves from Nauru Beach at Lake Macquarie.
Oh, perfect.
5 to 7, because it gets dark early at the moment with winter.
Mm-hmm.
I would say bring a warm jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be cold on the water.
A little bit chilly on the water in winter. But
how beautiful.
So fun, right? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they look amazing. And here's a great one as well. The Bottomless Drag Lunch is happening at the Dell at Cook's Hill, 12 to 2.
A bottomless is always dangerous, isn't it?
Well,
yes,
yeah.
But it's the most fun.
That certainly is, yeah. Mm. Are you guys brunch people?
Yes. I'm also a drag people, and yeah. I'm also a bottomless alcohol people.
Del. Del person, there we go.
Yeah, it works perfectly. Well, maybe you'll see Ari there.
Probably.
Now, Ari, do you have a little special extra treat around puzzling for Scott?
Well, I might have, but it's going to be through the week, so your partner Britt might not be able to go. But every week at Modus at Merriweather, there's going to be a puzzling competition.
Now,
puzzle
that's
hour.
Mad. See, I didn't even realize this was a thing until you were talking about how you like did this race with the puzzle, right?
Yeah, well, Britt and I, my partner Britt, we set a timer and said, how long will it take us to complete a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle? And including time it took us to make dinner, under 5 hours.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You very much.
What piece. That is exciting. So, perfect for you. Hopefully, we'll see you at Modus winning some of these puzzling competitions.
Mate, there's no hopeful about it. I will be winning.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Of course, all the info on what's happening around our great region on our website, on the Facebook page, etc.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
So I was getting ready to do a little dinner cook yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, go down the shops. I just didn't feel inspired to go to, like, Coles or Woolies or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm going to treat myself to a little Harris Farm trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And boy, was I rewarded. Mm-hmm. The dinner that was made off the inspiration of what's available there, oh, so good. We did saddleback snapper, pan-fried, collilini, and lovely sweet corn and a little rice, spiced rice dish. It was exceptional because there's just so much good stuff in there that you can't get at Coles and Woolies.
Why is it that you're doing weekday dinners that are like five-star restaurant worthy? Like, what is that?
It's just how we roll, yo.
He's got all the time in the world. It's not like he's got a new baby or anything.
No, I know.
I'm just inspired. And the oh, my God, the produce there is just so good. Can we get a Harris Farm sponsorship or something?
I reckon we should. I was there over the weekend and, oh, my God. God!
The bread machine.
The bread. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You tug on that rope and it comes down like a fluffy loaf from heaven.
It's pretty good. I love how and people seem to respect the don't pull the rope if you don't want the bread.
Yeah.
Because there's never loaves of bread lying around, but you see it everywhere else.
Does it have to be chucked out? I think the sign says.
Yeah. Probably.
Health issues. If anyone else touches the bread, it goes straight in the bin.
Yeah,
look,
fair enough.
What a place is all I can say.
Yeah.
If you haven't experienced it, treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Asking you, what are you afraid of in Newcastle around the tram line area near Queen's Wharf Hotel? There's been multiple sightings of clowns on stilts walking around.
Oh.
And it's kind of scary. Do you remember back in 2016 with the killer clown craze?
Phase,
that was
yeah,
the phase was going around where it was the middle of the night or pitch black and a clown would just be standing on the side of the road and would chase the car down.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Absolutely.
I was in the States at the time and it was huge in America.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Massive in America. But again, with everything, the internet takes it right across the globe.
Yeah.
Weird. And they weren't causing any harm. They were just out there
being
to try
scary.
And scare people.
Was that when, like, the new It film came out?
I think it was
reason?
Around that time. Mm. One of my friends is very afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
So, of course, we organised one of us to dress up as a clown and hide in his car.
Oh, of course you would. Why wouldn't you?
Of course we did. He was terrified. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
And a lot of people were commenting online that the clowns seen in Newcastle are there to scare the kids. Contrary to popular belief, kids are going up and taking photos with them. I don't know what the deal is, but it just seems like they're having fun, walked around on stilts. But clowns can be quite scary. What are you afraid of?
Around the team, I'll go first. For me, it's monkeys.
What?
Wow. Really?
Well, firstly, I just don't trust them and their beady little eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Right? They're just a little bit beady and they're a little bit too smart for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, heaps of them have rabies these days. So that makes me even more terrified. If you're in Bali or something, you go to the monkey forest, you got to be so careful because if you get bitten, then you could get rabies.
Yeah.
That was a very drastic approach there, Crevo.
Well, but it's true. That is true. I'm very... That monkeys, I don't trust them. I never have. I'm afraid of monkeys.
Yeah, that's a bit sad, dude.
What are you afraid of, then?
Well, I feel like mine is a little bit more universal.
Is it?
We'll see. Other than monkeys. I still, to this day, cannot stand needles. So I'm a bit afraid of getting them. So I will always put off, like, you know, if I have to go in, like, under for surgery with, like, an anaesthetist and things like that, we have to have, like, needles up the arm. I'm like, no, close my eyes and put headphones on so I can't hear anything or see anything.
Somehow I think that's worse than monkeys. Lecrevo's got at least a backing to be like, I'm afraid of monkeys because of this. Why are you afraid of needles, though?
Because they go into your skin and they're so small and then, you know, they put stuff
cry
in
your
you.
River. Cry
and,
your river.
No. It's just, and they hurt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They sting. Oh. Sting my little arms.
Your little tiny arms.
My little arms.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'll leave me
All right. Big brave Scott. What are you afraid of?
Well, I'm afraid of lizards.
But that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
I just hate lizards. I have a thing against lizards. This also extends to other reptiles like snakes, which is one of the most common phobias. But, yeah, lizards. If I see a lizard, I'm not going to run away from it, but I don't like being near them.
You have said in the past, not too long ago, that you scream or yelp when you see them.
Oh, I cry when they go inside the house, absolutely.
You actually cried, wasn't it?
I cried, yeah. They were coming inside and I was like, it absolutely is not. Planet of the Lizards or whatever the movie's called.
Little garden skink.
Hang on for a second here. So you're getting at me for being afraid of needles for no reason. Why are you afraid of lizards?
Because they crawl into your house at night.
So does cockroaches. Are you afraid of them?
All right. This is a safe space. We're all having a bit of fun here.
Yeah.
Belmont North, Zen, good morning. What are you afraid of?
Good morning. Well, my daughter was listening and she goes, Mum, do you know what I'm afraid of? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that you'd got the wrong day for pajama day yesterday and that you drove off to work and leave me going to school in my PJs.
It's like a nightmare come true.
You know what? There's nothing worse than the opposite as well. When you go into school in your uniform and it's mufti day.
Shocker.
It's embarrassing.
A full-on nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Jackie's in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Jackie, what are you afraid of?
Hi. Maggots.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Like when you find them in, like, the big red bins and stuff?
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jackie, so imagine this situation, right? You wake up in the morning one day or in the middle of the night and there's a couple on the pillow next to you. What do you do?
Nah, I'm throwing the whole bed out.
Throw it away, burn it, and buy a new one, right?
And a house too.
Even the house has got to go.
From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock. HunterCity.com.au. 105.3 UFM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. Two great locals. Now let's find some more. UFM's Night Rider.
And a brand new MGZS could be coming your way. 10 minutes, 53 seconds on the clock for these three people to give us a buzz. So thanks to Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for all the details. And you could be the next owner of New FM's Night Rider. This car is exceptional. It's currently sitting in the New FM car park. And let me tell you, it is schmick.
Yeah, I was walking past it the other day and I was so distracted by it, I walked into a tree.
that sounds like you on a normal day.
That is true. That is very true. I often walk into things.
Yes.
So.
That is so you.
Yeah. But to get this new car, you've got to register online, ufm.com.au. We're reading out names right across the day. We call out yours 10 minutes, 53 seconds to give us a buzz back. Are you ready for the names?
I am ready.
Tony Alley in Madawi, Shirley Robbins in Cam's Wharf, and Malene Luppy in Shortland. 4967-4105. 10 minutes, 53 seconds to give us a buzz. Your time starts now. Good morning. Who have we got here?
This is Malene Luppy.
Hello.
So sorry we butchered your name, but you still knew it was you.
My entire life.
Oh, no, so you'd get that a lot, wouldn't you, Malene? You'd get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good.
Hey, the main thing is you're in the draw for the beautiful MGZS, right?
Oh, no, I can't believe it. Thank you.
And it looks like the phone is ringing again. Fingers crossed we've got another one. Who's this?
Shirley.
Hey, hey, Shirley.
Shirley from Cam's Wharf.
That's me.
That's who we're after. That's it.
Good stuff. Now, you could do with a new car?
I actually have been looking at the MG, so there you go.
Wonderful.
Wow. You know what? It would be better to be looking at it from the inside of it if you win it, right?
I know, right?
Well, good luck, and thanks for listening to New FM.
Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
New FM's Comedy Week with the Novos. 5 interviews, 5 days. A whole heap of comedians are coming to town for the Newcastle Comedy Festival. It's on June 28th through till the 21st of July. And get a load of this, guys. He's on at the Newcastle Conservatorium Saturday, July 13th. It's Nazim Hussain, and he joins us on the line. Hi, Nazim.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
Now, mate, totally normal is the show you're bringing to Newcastle. I'm told you're coming back after 2 years off the comedy scene.
Yeah, which is such a demanding job being a stand-up, the 10 minutes a night, you know. Sometimes you need a year off.
Yeah, that's fair. And fair enough, you know.
Fair enough. And we're one of the hardest working industries, and, you know, after I've recovered physically from a month of touring once every 2 years, it's a holiday. No, I'm a dad as well. I'm a dad, so that's just constant. How am I supposed to be funny? I don't know how people get anything done, literally, when they've got kids under the age of 18. Like, you just have no time. So, anyway, comedy is somehow a legitimate excuse to have time for myself.
Obviously, you've been doing comedy full-time for so long. Was there some 9-to-5s in your past before you got there?
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, my first sort of office job was a telemarketing job. You know, a brown guy doing telemarketing. That's a first. But straight after that, I worked as a tax consultant, doing comedy on the side. So I'd leave my jacket often on my seat and then go down the road to do Triple J radio. And then sometimes my colleagues would hear me on the radio live, and the bosses would hear as well. You know, and I'd get in trouble, but sometimes I get away with it because I'm like, oh, no. His jacket's on his seat, so it must be a pre-report. And then I eventually got busted because someone went, oh, no, they're taking callers. It's live radio.
One of your projects that you've done recently, you've released a children's book series called Hilarious Hyena. What prompted this little project?
Oh, being a dad and also COVID. You know, before COVID, you know, I had a couple of book publishers come to me and go, oh, hey, Nazim, we think you'd be really great as a children's author. Would you like to write a kid's book? And I just laughed. And then I was like, listen, guys, firstly, you know, I'm an adult entertainer. But also, you know, I'm very busy. I've got a lot on. And then COVID happened. And I was like, actually, guys, I've got a bit of time now. And so I'm out 2 books. Yeah, but, you know, my kids are laughing. Kids now stop me on the street and they're like, I love your book. Do you have anything else on the internet that I can watch? And I'm like, no, don't Google my name. So yeah, it is a weird overlap right now. Like, making their parents laugh at pretty, you know, stuff that children shouldn't be watching or consuming. But then also, like, kids reading up. At some point, I feel like the worlds are going to collide, and I'm either going to corrupt kids or, I don't know, make adults more juvenile. Anyway, it's
I think corrupting kids is great. That's what you should go with.
Yeah. Look, I'm happy to not say that sentence, but you can be taken out of context with that.
No worries.
We'll save that little bit just for a rainy day.
Yeah, we'll isolate it. That's a good plan. I like it.
So I'm happy to corrupt. Oh, now I've said it.
Yeah. Before you incriminate yourself any further, Nazim, the show's called Totally Normal, and we wanted to try a quick game with you. Totally normal or totally not normal? Three things, and you need to tell us, are they normal or not normal, all right? Watching telly with the subtitles on, is it normal or not normal?
Oh, I mean, especially if the actors have got an annoying voice. So that's normal, absolutely.
All men that I know watch things with subtitles, women don't.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yep.
That is interesting.
It's a thing.
I don't know if that
means that men are smarter or dumber.
Like, I don't know.
Well, smarter because we are reading and listening and watching at the same time.
Yeah.
And they say we can't do 2 things at once.
Exactly. Good question. Who said? No, obviously wrong.
All right, Nazim, totally normal or totally not normal? Talking to yourself / conversations with yourself.
Oh, okay. So I get busted all the time doing that. So out and about at the kids' playground or whatever, I'm watching my kids on the play equipment, and I'm there talking to myself and sometimes laughing at my own idea.
Nice.
And then dad or someone will see me, and then I'll have to act like I'm on a phone call with AirPods they can't see, and I'll just walk off and continue a fake conversation. Happens all the time. It sounds like a joke, but it does happen.
As a side note to that, what's your notes app in your phone look like?
It's incriminating. You know?
you don't delete app? Your search history, you delete your notes history.
Oh, even my WhatsApp threads, because the conversations that I have with other comedians is just horrible. Like,
I bet it's funny, though.
Yeah.
It would be a real treat. Put that in the next book.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the next
kid. Yeah, maybe. All right, let's wrap things up. Totally normal or totally not normal, sleeping in the middle of a bed rather than a preferred side.
Oh, okay. So that's abnormal. Yeah, you're supposed to sit at the corner of a bed, right, and cry in the fetal position, right?
Yes, yeah, standard. Yep, I get that.
You can't cry in the middle of the bed stretched out starfish. That's
it's just weird.
And self-pity.
Fair enough.
I love it. Nazeem Hussain, he's coming to the Newcastle Comedy Festival. Totally Normal's the show, Newcastle Conservatorium, Saturday, July 13th. Tickets online now. Nazeem, thanks so much for joining us. You've been great.
Thanks, Amy.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kids.
Now, this is one of my favourite parts of the job because you're essentially making a young child in Newcastle their dreams come true. I mean, running the game ball out on game day in front of that crowd.
What an experience.
It'd be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and it's a money-can't-buy experience. Mm. But you can win it by going to newfm.com.au and registering. Let's talk about the game, shall we? This will be big, right, Scott?
It's going to be huge. The Knights are taking on the Eels Saturday, Arvo, McDonald Jones Stadium. The track record against the Eels, unfortunately, isn't the best. We've lost the last six games, but the Eels have had some struggles as well. They've lost all of their away games this year, and given that we're playing at home, and last game against the Panthers, sold out McDonald Jones Stadium. He is hoping we can do it again and put some pressure on the Parramatta Eels.
That's right. The atmosphere will be electric, if you will.
Oh, God.
You can have that one for free. Let's meet the mother of the next New FM Knights kid. It's Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Hello. Bring on the game.
Definitely.
It's going to be a great game. Now, your son is Theo.
So he is a mad sportsman. It doesn't really matter what sport. As long as it involves a ball, he's pretty well interested in it. But football and soccer are his main two favourites. We're from Queensland, but he is a avid Knights supporter.
Nah, good man. And how old is Theo?
He's nine.
Nine, perfect. Does he have a favourite player on the Knights team?
He does, and it's Greg Marzu.
Oh, good. Nobody faster than Greg Marzu.
Well, that's...
I think that's why he likes him.
Yeah, good.
Very good. Well, congratulations to young Theo. You guys enjoy that, and well done.
Thank you so much. I'll be Mother of the Year for this.
Beautiful.
Two awards in one day. Absolutely perfect. NewFM.com.au. Get your registration in if you want to be like young Theo, the next New FM Knights kid.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this, guys? The chance to move to Italy and be paid for it. Now, my eye direction has moved from Scott to Ari for this because, Ari, you are famously from, you know, keeping up with the Gaddies, we know that you are of Italian heritage.
Yes,
the
that's
show,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
Now, this is a chance. They pay you $48,000.
Jeez.
And to go and live there.
To move to Italy. There are a few little catches along the way, so I'm going to fill you in on those to see if these might put you off.
Okay, either it's a deal or no deal at this point.
Exactly. Okay. First one is it has to be a town that's in the area of Tuscany, which is a beautiful part of Italy, famous, right?
That's one of the best and most beautiful places in the country.
Yeah, so that's a good start. Mm-hmm. It has to be a town with less than 5,000 people.
Okay.
Now, but to me, that just adds to the allure. Like you,
you don't have to deal with as many people.
There are 112 eligible towns. A lot of them, 112 towns. A lot of them are picturesque. They're in the mountains, beautiful historic bridges cross rushing rivers from one side to the other. You know, you're surrounded by views of the snow-capped peaks with Tuscan wine available at the nearby local corner store.
It sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it does.
So, there are a couple of other things to get on. First of all, today is the last day to apply.
What? No. You're only telling me this now.
Well, you've got all day.
Okay, all
so
right.
So don't be getting too upset about it. You've got to get in there and get involved. And then so you get the money paid to you in order to either towards purchasing a house or, yep. you know, you can use it for what you need to. But don't forget there's a lot of those €1 houses available as well. Now, there could be a bit of a fixer-upper. I'll give you that. But
worth it.
You've got 50 grand in your pocket. Over. Yeah. Nearly 50 grand in your pocket.
It's a decent amount of cheese.
It is. It's a lot of, well, you could buy some beautiful Italian cheese with it.
Parmigiano.
A Parmigiano Reggiano, for example.
Look at him go.
And you could grate that on your pasta and just be enjoying your life in the Italian sunshine, because it is summer there at the moment.
Mamma mia.
You buy yourself a little Cinquecento, that's the little 500 cylinder car, and trundle around the Italian countryside.
You sure you don't want to do this, Creva?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're more invested with us, and they're more invested than us.
Don't tempt me, because I would love to live in the Italian countryside.
Yes, I would. Can you imagine just buying a little villa where it's just peaceful, and then just owning a winery? Oh, yes, please.
Built of hand chipped stone, and looking over the vineyards.
Bellissima.
It might be kind of my dream as well.
What are you guys still doing here?
What are you doing here?
See you later.
If I don't come back on Monday, that's where I am.
Arrivederci.
UFM.
The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
And the week.
Weekend is here.
Yes.
Well, you know what's so great about Friday? We're very close to Monday and a new week starting, which that's is what I'm all about.
Oh, that's what we're looking forward to.
We've got a massive show planned on Monday and Tuesday next week,
we
guys.
We have already started putting the pieces together. You don't want to miss that.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah. Man, what do you got on the cards?
Just a bit of family time, doing the whole dad thing. I'm enjoying that a lot.
That's really good.
Yeah, might do a bit of shop stuff as well, and just get out and enjoy the sunshine tomorrow is my plan. Maybe to the beach or something.
Yeah, you're going to fire up the Weber as well?
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Cool.
I think
love
you should.
Love that.
Mm. What about you guys?
I'm off to Sydney.
That's right.
My partner and I, Britt, we're going to a show in Sydney. And
ooh,
then,
ooh la la.
Yes, very nice. I'll see her tonight and on Sunday, see my friends tomorrow. So it's pretty exciting.
That'll be good too.
Such a social life. I love it. I myself, I've got the brother and the sister-in-law coming up from Sydney, as well as Princeton, their other dog. So it's going to be a big family affair tonight.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow, probably going to go out and do some socialising. And then Sunday, I'm going to have a pamper day, I reckon.
Ooh, yeah. Get a massage or a spa or something, or
I'll just have a nice bath.
Nails done,
hair washed, whatever I need to do to start the week.
Oof, it is going to be a great weekend across the board, and we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Catch
bye.
Ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.